Alan.
Yeah, Russ.
Alan, you exercise piss ghosts, the ghosts of people who died pissing themselves to death.
I try to guide those poor damned souls to the river of
Did your
piss.
father die that way?
No, my father's
The river of piss
yeah,
and
like, no,
sticks.
yeah. Sticks, ugh. I hate sticks. No,
Sticks.
my father is the voice of
You know,
Gex.
I was writing the river.
Dana Gould.
The father get this river Gex. There you feel eternal shame for the lizard grabbing the boobs.
In a way, that's sort of a type of piss
Hey
death.
man, I get it.
Ugh.
I don't know, man. What I never had any risque games like that as a kid. I don't think my mom would let me get the game where the lizard grabbed the
He grabbed the
boobies.
boobs. You know, the lizard grabbing the boobs is kind of a metaphor because lizards can't have boobs because they're not mammals.
Well, maybe it's an envy kind of thing.
That's
Like,
what
he
I'm
wants
saying.
the boobs, but you know
He
he can't
wishes
have them.
he wishes he could be human like us, but he can't,
Oh.
and that's why he's grabbing at them. Think about it.
Because it works so perfectly for the Jungle King. There's nothing awkward about that in any way.
No, of course not.
Course not. Ultimate PC. Hey, you know who's problematic? Fucking Walt Disney.
Oh, that fucking frozen head in a
Fucking
jar?
Donald Duck, that racist.
Donald Duck?
Yeah, frozen head in a jar. Man, am I being problematic this week, Alan?
Donald Duck or Walt Disney's frozen head? Or the thing we cut out before this show?
No, me.
Oh, you're just kind of problematic in general,
Man, let me
Russ.
shut some stuff. That's not true.
It's kind of true.
Listen, I may have implied I was going to eat the ass of a person who I've been joking is my child.
Now, Russ, as somebody who's recently been joking that a lot of people are my child, I take strong offense to that. I would never eat their ass.
Listen, I'm just a big fan of eating ass. I've never done it myself, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Robbie makes it sound like a lot of fun, at least.
Yeah, Robbie's always
And
just telling us
I
about
just
it.
want to be part of something culturally relevant. He's
I get it.
always proselytizing about it. I'm like, I
Robbie's
don't want to
always
talk with
Robbie knocked
girls.
on
I
my
just
door
play
and
video games.
Robbie knocked on my door. He's like, "Have you heard the good word? Eating ass." And then he handed me a pamphlet, and it was just a picture of a gaping asshole.
Does he go like, "Have you heard the word? Eating ass gets a pass." And then he does a handstand, and then he goes through a song. What
He
is
does a
that?
handstand, and
What is the name of the old musical?
he makes it look like his ass is talking. He like flexes his legs and stuff like that, and does and sings a song. It's like Ace Ventura, basically, is what I'm saying.
He sounds like an old flim-flam man trying to sell us all an ass. Maybe ass isn't
Oh,
that good. I
like
wouldn't
the
know.
Music Man.
But
You got trouble right here in River
yeah, the
City
Music Man.
with a capital A, and that doesn't rhyme with any
Yeah.
other letters. Shit, but ass.
Wait, River City, like the place that if you get punched in the stomach, you barf coins.
Wow, yeah, that one.
That place is worth it. King's Ransom. Let's shout out to River City Ransom. I don't know.
I hate
That
this.
joke wasn't very
That joke
good.
wasn't very funny because I didn't know what you're talking about.
Listen. River City
Yeah,
Ransom?
what the fuck is that? It's a game,
When
right?
you punch when you it's an old it's the old NES game that if you punch people, coins would come out of them. And there was like a weird Japanese term for like "gah" that they didn't know how to translate. So when you beat them, people would scream "barf." So for years people were like, "Are they barfing
That's
coins?"
pretty good.
Well, actually, in Japanese, it's actually piss, and they were pissing coins.
Oh no.
90% of all Japanese video games are about
Well, you see, the
piss. Think
yen is a
about
lot
it.
smaller, so you could piss that out a lot easier. And it has a hole in it too.
Yeah, maybe.
So you could just have a string of
No,
yen.
do you think the foreskin guy has the guy who puts
Oh,
stuff in his foreskin put in Japanese light in the
you mean
back?
the guy who owns stuffinmydick.tumblr.com who sticks things underneath his foreskin? I'm pretty sure he
Yes,
stuck a Japanese yen under there. Pretty sure.
What if you became super weeby and started putting like Nindos and
Yeah,
like
he just puts like a Nendo head
toys?
under
It's like
there.
people are like, "Hey, go back. Where's my Maki's head poking out of a foreskin?"
Ugh, I hate this. He puts
Ah,
an entire body
she's
pillow.
poking.
An entire body pillow under his
Ah.
foreskin.
Pulls it out and it's like it's your favorite anime character. I don't
It's
know.
the he
Who would
fits
it be?
the
What if it was the Mia
he
one?
fits the entire Mio one, and he's like, "Oh, look, she's shedding her skin." And he just peels it back.
So what if he had a foreskin So he is his foreskin technically like Hammer Space? Like, is that where he has?
No, I'm just saying he just
carrying abilities a la Optimus Prime.
He stretches it out for like 20 feet, like over the years, because he's been ties it to the back of like a semi truck and like has it drive.
I'm just wondering that if his dick is like the TARDIS, and if you went inside of his dick, there's like a little British.
There's an old British man in there. There's old British man in there, and he's like, I'm saying French words, whatever the doctor says. I've got a screwdriver.
I don't know. It's French. Well, it's filmed in English.
Yeah, but doesn't he say like? Alan, doesn't he say like? I don't know. What is it like, Alan Z or some bullshit? Or then he's like, "Oh, Geronimo, I'm Doctor Guy."
He's just like, "Alors." I don't know. I really honestly don't know.
He's like, I'm just some old lizard man. Oof. There's like a potato.
He probably
guy.
Just looks at the camera and goes, "Buy my merchandise. I'm a soulless husk of what I used to be.
Buy my shit, please."
But I think people would actually be willing to buy his literal shit if you
probably
think about it.
Time Lord shit.
Thus,
Time Lords have people, two colons.
Do you? I would start watching Doctor Who if one of their corny, stupid aliens. Well, for one, I would start watching it if the TARDIS was a foreskin that they entered, just like this stuff like in my dick. I also would watch it if there was an alien that if he like touched you or like. Kissed you or something, you'd start pissing yourself to death.
Now there is the one my favorite episode of Doctor Who, because I used to watch Doctor Who mostly because it was just on Netflix and I was just kind of bored and I kind of liked it, but there's one episode that I really liked because it was just so awful and it's the dumbest shit ever. It's one where the bad guy is a Mike Myers fat suit alien that kind of sounds like Mike Myers, and he touches people and then like absorbs them into his body, and at some point the doctor shows up like at the very end of the episode and he makes like he tries to save everybody, and I think he doesn't, except like some lady's face gets stuck in like a piece of sidewalk, and then like she like the dude who the episode's been following that wasn't the doctor is just some sort of random dork, he like they wind up like dating or something, and it's implied that he gets head from this disembodied face in a like a sidewalk tile, and that's the episode. The sidewalk tile face lady blows.
They were looking for my, yeah, they were looking for my demographic, the pervert demographic.
Mm-hmm. That's the new monster girl. It's a sidewalk girl.
Now they're just, yeah. Now they're just looking for meme fuckers.
Yeah,
man. You know, we are on a podcast. We have the infinite potential of the infinite imaginative. What do you call it? The infinite imaginative sphere, the theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Theater of the mind.
Damn it, I'm an idiot. Yeah, we have. Theater of the mind. Memes.
Fuck.
That's
mutation of the mind.
Yeah. No, but we could make people, we could probably edit around this and make people think that we record in this magic dimensional foreskin.
I mean, in a way, what we are recording in is kind of a sort of metaphorical foreskin. It's this sort of uncomfortable, aesthetically unpleasing, smelly.
So that's right, folks. Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent sonic podcast recorded in a magic interdimensional foreskin.
A metaphorical foreskin.
That's right. We live inside a metaphorical foreskin. Mm-hmm. We live in the stuff in my dick guy's foreskin. That's where our studio is. Because if we were to record in the normal human world, our many enemies would come for us and try to kill us.
Oh, speaking of which.
Speaking of which,
somebody tried to kill me this week. So
wait, what?
Yes. So there was a failed attempt, what I can only assume was an attempt on my life by Papa John.
Papa John's coming after
me. Papa John is coming after me. So, oh, what was this last Sunday night or was this last? Oh, no, yeah, it was last Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So at around, I think it was like 11:30, I heard a crash outside and a lot of commotion. And I looked out there, and this parking space that I usually park in, but I didn't because somebody else had took it, the parking space I usually took in, a car, which was a Papa John's delivery car, had skidded off of the road because it had been raining, and I went outside to go talk to the guy, and he said his brakes gave out or something. And he'd skidded and slammed into the car that was where I usually park and just knocked the whole front bumper off and, like, dented the fuck out of it. And it's been sitting there. It hasn't been able to move. I guess they haven't towed it or anything all week. That car got just wrecked. And my car, because it was parked...
And you believe...
I think that's Papa John. It was a Papa John's delivery driver. I haven't eaten at Papa John's in years. Yeah. He knows this. I think he's trying to get me.
He knows about our innovative work on this podcast.
He knows that I'm eating at every other
place. He knows
place.
Our potential.
There's a Papa John's, Russ, literally within walking distance to me. Also a Domino's. I know he can hear me. Right now. I had to lock all my doors and close my blinds.
It's like that one scene in The Dark Knight where they have the Joker. You know the scene that everybody ripped off where they have him and you're looking Papa John's in the eye and he's like, I know what you've done. Your walls are thin. I can hear your podcast. And I'm coming after you, Black.
Fuck.
I'm coming after you. And you're just like shaking in your boots. Papa John
does kind
of like a smart man.
He just kind of looked like the Heath Ledger Joker because they both got about the same amount of makeup on. Ugh, Papa John.
You want to know how I got these scars?
It's from...
I was cutting pizza with a cutter and I got too close and I cut a big old fucking gash on my mouth.
Ugh.
It contradicts everything. See, he's a character without a past.
And without a future, I would say,
Papa John
based on
face.
How bad his pizza sells. I fucking hate that man. God damn it.
Oh, man. Is he still in commercials with...
Yeah, he's still in those fucking Mannings.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, the Peyton and Eli or whatever, yeah.
Do you think that's the real Manning, or do you think that's a clone?
I think they're...
He's just
keeping
him around as, like, a symbol.
I think Peyton and Eli are... Oh, okay. Do you mean... Do you think that the real Eli Manning is in some sort of stasis or something like that? And his consciousness is locked away by nanomachines?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's actually it.
Lazenfot Manning, the terrible Mannings.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Nailed it.
Yeah. Shit. Man, that's rough.
I can't believe it. But you know what? You know what I can believe, Russ?
It's pretty bad.
I believe we watched a pretty good episode of Lucha Underground today.
Yes, let's get into that on Quillhead's Talk Shop Personally.
Well, that was technically Quillhead's Talk Shop Personally, too, but whatever.
Well, that was more breaking news.
It has personal news. Okay,
late
whatever.
Breaking news, but I think... Yeah, true. Well, I feel like if we're starting to get hit runs and we're probably becoming part of the industrial pizza complex...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've ascended from just being a lower tier unpopular podcast to being an incredibly important and influential source of pizza news that quickly is becoming, you know, a dangerous profession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried about you, Alan. I don't want to lose you.
I'm gonna have to fake my own death.
Disappear. He's in a coma for 9 years.
Fuck. I wake up and...
Take back what he lost.
Shit.
Shit. Yeah, we watched an episode of Lucha Underground. It was brutal. It was dark. And
it was an emotional roller coaster of an episode.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, man. It was just 100 miles a minute. Just...
So it started
shit flying at you. There was a lot of...
So it started with Mil Muertes and Drago, right?
Right. So, and Mil Muerte once again proves that death is undeniable.
Mm-hmm. It's inevitable.
Fucking slam that dragon fuck into the floor.
He did. There was King Cuerno
in the most brutal of what?
King Cuerno was like jerking off in the corner. Just hiding.
Yeah, he got stuck up on a ledge, but he got really horny. And then when he finally figured out there was like some stairs or a ladder to get down, maybe that steel ladder that was introduced later.
Maybe. The one that
he got down and in a very sexual way kind of slammed like a sexual hunter slammed Drago, proving that people who wear deers on their head are more powerful than
the dragons.
Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
An ancient conflict stretching back to
the Druid times.
Ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Druid times.
Yes, they wore deer.
Doesn't get much older than Druid times.
What else was there? Oh, so there was the fight with Masquerita Sagrada and what's his face? The evil lumberjack man, son of Havoc Jr.
El Havoc Jr. Oh, son of Havoc. Not
whatever. Everybody's like
yeah,
a son
of Havoc Jr.
Yeah. So yeah, Masquerita, who's the little person.
What a bastard.
Masquerita's a champion. And he also has Nathan For You music as his entrance theme. which is strange.
Yes, they have the same stock music as the Nathan for You.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. And he flew around, kicked ass, and crushed
everything.
He was
just flipping around.
He proved once again.
Now, it got rough at some point, and Ivelisse was...
That being said...
Was cheating.
That being said, some sort of specter or ghost, some beautiful woman that made Vampiro very horny. Or did Matt get horny?
They both got horny, I think, but one
I
of them
think
got...
actually was Matt who
yeah,
got
Yeah, Matt
horny.
Got really horny because...
But for different reasons.
Yeah. There was just some sort of sexy ghost lady that appeared and kind of leered over everybody and then just left. Strange.
Yes. Some sexy, sexy skull face lady. I mean, it's phantom feeling. Whatever. She was a phantom pain. And she came out. We don't know what's up with her, but I feel like she's going to factor in later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Masquerado has some sort of dark history and she haunts him.
Maybe. Maybe she's like the quiet of this.
Maybe.
She hasn't. She didn't say anything, and she just disappeared. So I don't know. It's possible.
We'll never know. I didn't see any black stuff like cover her face, so I don't know.
We didn't. Yeah.
Anyway, Masquerado beat the shit out of Son of Havoc Jr. and then crushed Ivelisse.
Yeah, he like flew
beneath his furious comet
like. He launched himself like Puck from X-Men, or I guess it's Alpha Force.
Thank you.
The Canadian version of X-Men.
Alpha Force.
Ugh.
God damn it. Yeah.
Fuck.
Shit, it was good.
And then,
that was a good match.
And then there was the match with Sexy Star and Chavo Guerrero.
Chavo Guerrero Jr. As we all know, the Guerreros, an exalted family.
But they're actually from El Paso.
John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats made a song about his father. But he's actually from El Paso, Texas. He's not,
now what
he's
if,
not
now
actually
here's something.
From Mexico. And
what if it was Chapo? What if it was El Chapo Guerrero Jr.?
What if El Chapo Jr. started wrestling?
What if El Chapo Jr. started wrestling and he fought Donald Trump in the ring? In the temple.
Hey, Donald Trump has a deep history with WWE and Vince McMahon.
What if he does?
Worked his way from the bottom as a mysterious luchador,
mm-hmm.
Gets in the ring, and then fucking puts fucking Trump in a tombstone.
That'd be good.
I mean,
I want to see.
God damn.
I want to see somebody slam him through
like
a fucking table.
Toss. What if the guest referee was 2 Chainz?
That'd be good. El Chapo Jr. himself.
Alan would just finish there. He would.
When you mean finish, you mean orgasm,
death,
right?
He would jizz himself
yeah,
to death.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, it's kind of the weird part about it, to go back to the pissing, coming to death thing. It's funny because nobody who comes themselves to death ever becomes a ghost, because usually you don't have any regrets at that point.
No. And also, ghost is kind of like a cum anyway.
No.
Cum is kind of like ghosts anyway, so you already lose it. Think about it.
Yeah.
I think
so you
kind
of get your ghostliness out of there. Are you saying people who are ghosts are just horny and need to jizz until their
I think if you never jizz your entire life, you become a full ghost when you die. Is what I'm saying. I'm saying that every time you come, you lose a part of a potential ghost. It's a little bit of like ectoplasm.
It makes me cough.
Yeah. It's a little bit of ghost energy you lose every time you come.
God damn it.
That's why Sting.
So you're saying that
that's why Sting is into tantric sex, because he tries to stretch out his sex as long as possible and come as little as possible, because he wants to make sure he's a ghost when he dies so he can still hang out on Earth. Think about it.
Yeah, and have more tantric sex.
Mm-hmm.
Man, alive. That's fucked up.
Think about it.
That's
makes
fucked
a lot of sense.
I would thought you were gonna say Sting, the vigilante Sting, the wrestler, but
no, not that
WCW thing. Now currently the WWE.
No, the Undertaker. Now, the Undertaker...
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, see, that depends... See, the thing is that whenever there was the purple Undertaker
and the gray
Undertaker...
I know this, I know.
It's because they split one for each testicle.
Yes, if you didn't know that every time we jizz, us being normal humans, that kind of angry power is siphoned into one being, and that's the Undertaker.
He's fueled by jizz.
He is fueled by the angry jizz of all the lonely people.
He's kind of like Mil Muertes in that regard, except instead of 1,000 deaths, it's 1,000 nuts.
Yeah, 1,000 nuts.
God damn it.
And that's why Brock Lesnar was able to steal his power, because he's the angriest and the horniest. Why, we're getting really deep in the WWE.
We are. This is supposed to be Lucha.
Yeah, sorry, excuse me. We're talking about a superior product. Anyway, Sexy Star...
She beat him. With
tries
the help.
Taking Chavo out with a, yeah. Tries taking him out with a metal chair. The ref tries to stop him because
fucking kicks
Blart
the referee Blart in the
he's,
nuts.
He's too distracted by her midriff, so she, like, gives him a little bit of wisdom up in the crotch. And then, as she's about to slam it, fucking El Pentagon Jr.
Fucking weeaboo fuck.
Comes in. This weeaboo fuck, he was able to hide some kendo swords, but never got around to it under the...
He hid like a million kendo swords. It's like unlimited kendo swords works.
Chavo promised he was going to give him all his Maycross laser discs if Pentagon teamed up with him. And so Pentagon Jr. tries coming in there, tries taking out Sexy Star, but Sexy Star, you know, he got nervous. He got slippery. His hands got a little slippery, like me when I'm around girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his ass kicked. And then Phoenix comes in. And it fucking helps end the thing, and they scare Chavo out of the ring like the big baby he is.
He runs away in his stupid little white shorts. That fucking weeaboo
gets
slammed.
Little safety blanket poncho, he's nothing.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking fire blanket, like he just got out of a burning building. Get out of here.
I think that was a good match, but it felt a little short.
It did feel a little bit short because he just ran away.
I think they'll play it up later.
Yeah. Now, what about the last match? Yeah, that was crazy.
This last match, fucking Prince Puma...
Big Rick.
He wanted to prove his mettle. He wanted to show his stuff. Yeah, so he challenged Big Rick to a fight, a street fight, not expecting that Big Rick, being no rules, brought his posse along, including...
just those two dudes.
Those two guys.
Those two guys that show up all the time and like just stomp on everybody and hit people with baseball bats. Or in this case, kendo
Converse
swords.
Converse guy and bloody face.
There's like a million kendo swords.
They stole El Pentagon Jr.'s... Yes. For some reason, kendo blades are a huge thing in that temple. Maybe because it's like a cross-cultural temple or something, I don't know.
It's anybody who can come to temple.
Yeah, it was fucking brutal. Prince Puma fought valiantly and almost had him on the ropes, but lost.
Yeah, well, Johnny Mundo tried to help.
In a dazed state. Yeah, Johnny Mundo leapt in, used the power of parkour like a fucking beautiful falcon.
Oh, he was like
with
Sonic.
His red Sonic the Hedgehog shoes.
His jeans.
He had, prayed to his spirit. He had prayed to his spirit. Wait, he activated his genes?
I think he activated the genes.
Are you saying that? Oh, his denim genes. Not like he had the genes, the meme gene or the scene of Sonic that powered him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think our genes determine our future.
Oh, that's
except for our pants. Our pants do.
But those genes, it's all about the look. Anyway, his genes gave him incredible parkour strength. But he got slammed out and dazed while Prince Puma got fucking dropped through a table.
Again.
And there was just nothing you could do. Also, there was a ladder. There was a ladder and a table, and
he
was
like
fucking brutal.
He was hanging upside down on a ladder for like a good bit until like Johnny Mundo came in and like destroyed some of those fools for like temporarily. And then there's kendo swords and pool
cues.
But
anyway, but there was a big... Yeah, there was a twist, man. There was a fucking twist. And Johnny Mundo had a chance to save... Prince Puma. He fucking spliffed it and accidentally hit Prince Puma with a chair when they could have tagged up and become more powerful than ever. And in that fatal moment, everything was decided. Everything was lost. So now currently, Johnny Mundo looks like the bad guy for ruining Prince Puma's chances of being the champion at the moment. ATM.
Damn.
So
ass to mouth?
Now we're just kind of trapped in that's A2M, but yes. Can Prince Puma... put his mouth to the ass is putting his ass to the Lucha Underground League and forced to suck, or will he rise above the ass?
I don't know.
Email,
we'll have to wait and find
an
out.
Answer. We don't...
Emails, Prince Puma. Emails,
yeah,
put your mouth on the ass. Know. Tell us.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of putting your mouth
Prince
on
Puma,
things.
Did you eat the ass of the Lucha Underground?
Speaking of putting our mouths on things.
Hey everyone, this is Russ Walsh, co-host of Sonic Speedy. God damn it, I fucked up. Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. So we had a little bit of a snafu this week. I forgot to write down the Robin Minute into the notes. That's one of our most popular segments. And we can't forget that. So I'm going to do the Robin Minute here and now without Alan. And you could, you know, Alan's kind of a fixture, you know, he's kind of a personality and he's playing a bit of a character. So you could probably just take what I'm saying and overlay that kind of snark and that love and craft that he brings to my monologue here as I talk about Robin for a minute. So, or well, no, Kelsey, actually. Well, we'll get into that once we start the Robin Minute. So anyway, I'm gonna click the start button now. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Fuck. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, it's the Robin Minute, everybody. We're going to be talking about Kelsey for a minute because on Twitter she said she was not going to be Robin anymore or something. And I would have changed the segment's name if I had known that way in advance, like a couple weeks in advance. But the paperwork's a big deal. But yeah, so it's the Robin Minute, but we're actually talking about Kelsey. Or, well, I am. I mean, well, me and my hang-ups and my multiple personalities, but I don't need to go into that. Or I could, I don't, I mean, what's good radio? Good job on Sengoku Becerra. Oh, shit, I should do this like my ASMR casts. That'd be funny, because I can do this alone, so, okay, everybody, Robin's doing a really good job, playing the game, and, she's really good at it, and I just want to congratulate her at doing so good, and, yeah, and, yeah. Oh, that's it. End of the Robin Minute. You know, I thought it was a pretty good one. I wish Alan was here, but I'm sure you all projected a little bit onto there, so thank you. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Yeah, let's return back to the normal episode. Sorry I ruined your segment.
Hey, speaking of putting your mouth on things.
Did you eat the ass of the Lich Underground?
Speaking of putting our mouths on things.
Oh, yeah. Domino's Goes. Yeah, welcome to Domino's Goes, the number one dick-sucking segment of our show.
I thought there was ass-eating segment. Okay. Well, that's fine, too. Whatever.
That one's called ass or... what is it? I'm trying to think. What would be a Shouten ass? No, that would be our Oppa Gangnam Style segment. Oh, it was very popular when I wrote... Because Schadenfreude, but it was shout and ass, but it's
shouting
in
the at
the
ass like Gangnam Style, man.
Have you seen Gangnam Style? It's so funny.
I hear he dances really funny.
Oop.
I hear he dances like he's riding a horse.
Gangnam Style.
I hear he has funny sunglasses and a suit.
Anyway, now what's the name of our ass eating segment?
Let's see. Analingus, you can't really make any good puns on that.
How about comedians and cars eating ass?
Comedians and cars eating ass is pretty good, actually. Jerry Seinfeld's like, yeah. What's the deal with ass?
Pretty good. Sounds better than that fucking... Hey!
He gets really indignant.
Let me get a gander on your ball.
Seinfeld gets really indignant whenever the person whose ass he's eating like tries to
your
talk to him.
Your ass is a fine dust of Cheetos on there. What?
He gets really indignant when like the waitress's ass who he's eating tries talking to him. Seinfeld. I mean...
That sounds pretty good. I'd watch that show.
I hate Seinfeld.
Hey, honey, I'm trying to eat some ass here.
Kevin Smith's
Wait,
there.
Are you saying there's ass-eating restaurants out there?
Yeah, I think there's restaurants where you go to where you just pick like a buffet of asses and you just pick whichever one you want to eat.
This sounds like some black market shit.
Well...
Is this Papa John's true successful model? Like, you go in and you say... I want a slice of the good stuff. And then, take you to the back counter and...
Well, no, because then I would like Papa John's.
Eli Manning's cloned ass is there. Just like just the ass alone.
Oh, just disembodied asses. I'd eat there if that was the case.
Yeah, it's some weird Cronenberg shit.
Oh, like Videodrome? Like an ass comes out of your TV?
See, if you watch one of those commercials at 12 a.m. at 12 a.m.
Do you mean the midnight channel? Is this Persona 4?
Yes. Yeah, basically.
You could fall into the asshole in your TV and you had to fight shadows.
yes. Shit. Anyway.
Oof.
Damn. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into some pizza reviews.
Yeah, so I ate a real asshole of a pizza this week, and it was called a Lunchables Uploaded Pizza. So the Lunchables...
Oh, that sounds like a pizza for millennials. I don't like it. Are you going to give this pizza a trophy, too?
I'm giving a trophy just for participating.
Yeah, exactly. That's why pizza is worse than when I was 10.
Yeah, I'm the greatest generation of pizza. So yeah. This is the ultimate deep dish pizza with pepperoni. It's the Lunchables Uploaded line, which has a bunch of cool graphics for us millennials on it. And, I mean, it's a standard deep dish pizza from Lunchables, which I think everybody's probably had before, except it was grosser, because when I cooked it, it just was a lot soupier than normal. I don't really like their deep dish, but it's the only kind they've got. It's just not great. I like the normal Lunchables, but...
Soupier?
Like, it's just sauce, and then, like, cheese, and it's just kind of, like, too gooey.
Is it oilier?
Yeah, kind... Well, not really. But, I mean, it's just too much. It's just one pizza. So you just put all the pepper...
It's just too much.
It's just too much on one thing. It's like, instead of the little cracker things that they basically make you put the pizzas on before, the little flatbreads, it's just one kind of, like, shittier, like, spongy type of, like, deep dish crust, and then you just pour sauce.
Like a party pizza. It almost sounds like a party pizza.
It is like a party pizza.
Minus the...
Except just worse.
Sadder.
No, it's like a party pizza, but worse.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that's really bad.
When do you think Totino's will support us? I actually liked the party pizza when I had it.
I think I've had one of those before, and it was pretty good. I wanted them to support us, because I know they're supporting podcasts, and we need something. Please, anything. But
I want to get fucking rich. You think I'm doing this for fucking fun?
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, right. Get out of here. You know what was fun, and by fun, I mean awful, is the thing on the back of the box, are you down with up? Take our simple quiz to find out. So I'm going to give you this quiz right now, Russ.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's the quiz. Pick the best answers, and then we'll tally them up at the end. So, emoji. Is that a ninja's footwear, a text symbol, or a Japanese car? Come on, Russ.
Well, I'd say it's a Japanese symbol.
Is it ninja's footwear,
okay,
text symbol? Text symbol. Okay, text symbol. Okay. Smartphone, knows your favorite band, connected to the internet, tells you it's time for a new phone.
Can you repeat the question? Was that even a question?
The smartphone is just smartphone. Question number two is just smartphone. Then the answers are A, knows your favorite band, B, connected to the internet, C, tells you it's time for a new phone.
How would a phone tell me what my favorite band is? I feel that's like information control. Well, then they try to kinda, make, I'll go with that one because they try to make us all like U2.
Yeah, that's probably right. Now, okay, number three, YOLO.
Apple did try to make us all like U2.
They do like to.
YOLO Tango? I like that band.
YOLO, a toy from the 70s and 80s, You Only Live Once, or Hipster Clothing Line.
That last one, because I hate it.
Yeah, okay, good.
I hate this quiz.
Hashtag, game kids play in the backyard, social media tags, side of taters that come with an omelet.
I'll take the side of taters.
I would too. Esports.
Yeah, same. Instead of eating this guy. Esports!
Esports, insider nickname for equestrian events. Competitive video gaming contest to see who's the best emailer.
Contest for best emailer because nudes and stuff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Russ?
I don't know.
You, my friend, are so totally down with up.
Oh, man. I did it.
You're
I'm
down
special.
With up. You're just like this guy in the back of this. It looks like he's crowd surfing. Man, this is such a good Lunchable. I love this.
This is a good quiz, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've learned a lot about millennials.
These fucking millennials, they all want trophies.
I want trophies. Not everybody gets one. Not in my day. You had to earn things. You had to go fight Hitler or whatever the fuck. You had to go become...
we had to go kill Hitler.
Fuck. Goddamn millennials.
Whoever killed Hitler got the trophy. Nobody ever got it.
Hitler, ironically, got the trophy,
That's
but we took it away
a
from
world
him.
World of disappointment.
Yeah. Took it away from him because he was also Hitler, so he didn't really earn the trophy. He was cheating, really.
God damn it.
God damn it.
My pizza review. I was driving past a Papa Murphy's the other day.
Of course.
and they were advertising their buffalo chicken pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had buffalo chicken pizza outside of like a frozen pizza context, so I was really kinda like, I think this is my right as a pizza journalist to be like,
you've never had a fresh
right
buffalo chicken pizza?
The right thing for me to do is to go, I've never really had it before. So I went and bought this because I was a fan of their barbecue pizza.
Yeah.
Didn't love it, you know, but it was fine. I think actually Domino's barbecue pizza was better. Whatever, though. I went and had it, and I kind of a disappointment. Kind of not super great.
Hmm.
Just kind of bland. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just I need a little bit more heat, not enough heat for me.
You're a big spicy boy,
it
huh?
It came with the... They actually put like a... Yeah, you know me. I'm a little bit of a spicy boy. They put like a ranch dressing or something on top of it.
Ugh.
With the cheese.
Ugh.
Yeah, and it just kind of tastes like cooked mayonnaise. Like, it's fine,
I kind of like that chicken bacon ranch pizza I had from Domino's a while back. It was better than I thought, but I'm not a big fan of ranch on pizza.
Yeah, you're not a big ranch boy.
Mm-mm.
You're not a big ranch hand, is all you're trying to say.
I'm not about that ranch mellow.
Ranch hand. Can I tell you where my horrible mind went when I said ranch hand?
What? Jerking somebody off and
somebody
the ranch comes out of their dick?
With yeah. Ranch.
Oh, I thought of somebody like
no,
on a
no,
ranch.
I was thinking of using the ranch to mess.
Oh, my immediate
well, Alan,
first
you know
thought...
about your condition where you jizz marinara.
Well, yeah, well, both of us have that condition. We talked about this before. But my immediate thought was a ranch hand like
oh, I got it cured, remember?
Oh, yeah, because you got a vibro slap
well,
dick,
no,
so you can't.
Technically, my dick fell off. Well, no, and now it's a robot arm. I got that. I have a robot solid snake. And whenever I want to punch somebody from a distance, I go, robot punch! And I can punch people with mm-hmm. my dick.
Oh. What I was going to say really is my good. Immediate first thought was I thought of like a ranch like so that you would raise cattle on, except it was a human farm and it was somebody just like sort of like on all fours and then somebody jerking off that person's dick, but instead of cum that came out, like they were milking a cow, but instead of cum coming out of their dick, ranch came out. That was my immediate first thought when you said ranch hand. That's where.
Or you could have thought of a cow, like a ranch of just normal cows that put out.
Oh, no. I thought
of
a human
milk, but you're just so terrified.
No. This is a sort of sneak peek into the horrifying, the horrifying landscape of my mind that I thought
fetishes.
Of a human ranch where people
your
jizz
sexual
ranch.
Deviancies.
Mm-hmm. That's how fuck. That's how that
you
that
don't
farm
like it though. You well love and yeah, love and hate are two sides of the same coin.
7 pounds. Yes.
Yeah,
I hate this.
What did you say? I haven't gained weight.
What? Oh, I was talking about Will Smith.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my weight, my waistline.
Well, that too. Mm-hmm. I think anyway. I think that all the lines that surround you are kind of waistlines because you're a waste of space.
Fuck you, god damn it! You know, I forgot something to talk about in Quillette's Talk Shop. Maybe we'll save this for later. But do you have your Halloween costume picked out yet, Alan?
I'm going as my greatest fear. I'm dressing as the
a pair of fake tits. Like, just wearing around a pair of fake tits.
Well, that's just leaking, just shooting out milk. I was going to say I was dressing up as the farm chapter of Monster Musume. Just like a tableau.
God, well, that's too sexy.
Well, I was just going to walk around with a diorama strapped to my chest. It's just going to be like a bunch of scenes in like a cardboard box like strapped to my chest.
You think with all like these sexy versions of characters, you think you know, blowing up in America like sexy Minion or sexy Yoshi... And all that other kind of sexy stuff. You'd think that fucking goddamn Monster Musume would have blown up here. Yeah, you'd think that blown up, you know. What if Bun B had a centaur girl for Halloween? Just think about it.
That would be good. Well, I think the problem with dressing up as Monster Musume girls is that most of them require you to either have extra limbs or to be like, or you can't walk around anymore because you have like a snake body now.
I have a robot arm for a dick. It's pretty easy to get limbs now, my friend.
I guess that's true. We're living in 2015.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, we aren't living in 2014.
I forgot
Alan,
what
you're
year
stuck
it was.
In the past.
I forgot what year it was. I've been in a coma
for 9 years. Well, don't worry. We'll get back your past. Don't worry about it. Anyway, Pizza Rat. We'll make the Pizza Rat stuff pretty brief because I don't.
Pizza
care.
Rat's that fucking bullshit rat. It was just dragging
you know,
a pizza.
There's already
in the
been
subway.
A fucking pizza rodent for a couple of years now. And his name's Sonic.
He's not even whatever. That's okay.
A land-based smaller mammal.
Needle Mouse. Think about that.
Yeah, Needle Rat. Yeah, Needle Mouse. Mm. Fucking this pizza rat. Throw this pizza rat off the Brooklyn
there's
Bridge.
There's two more pizza rats that were just like fighting in the streets over a piece of pizza.
I hate these haughty New York. The humans of New York shit and this fucking pizza rat trying to shove in my face like this
they're
is
like,
a magic city.
Our pizza rats are their own character. Like, fuck off, New York.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Woody Allen's next film is going to be about the pizza rat.
It's going to be about
dating a 16-year-old woman.
I was going to say it's about a horny college professor that dates a pizza rat. That's much younger than him.
Hey, I don't know what to say about this. I don't know what to say about this. Ooh, baby. I'm in love with the pizza rat. Just sounded like Dice Man's wife.
You did sound like Dice Man's wife. Wait, hold on a second. He kind of sounds like Dice.
Dice Man.
Dice Man, why you bring this pizza rat into my house?
Shut up. Me and the pizza rat are best buddies. Love the pizza rat.
That's I guess that's what Dice Man would say.
This pizza rat and me are going on a cross-country adventure with Grumpy Cat. That's right, it's Dice and the Meme Machines. We're writing in the Meme Machine. How do you like my new screenplay, by the way?
I actually like that a lot. What's the Meme Machine look
it's
like?
It's a good fucking movie. The Meme Machine is like it's like the Batman 66 car, except it's ruby red.
Ooh.
And a Ford Fairlane.
Ooh, I love
it. It's basically his Ford Fairlane car, but it's the pizza rat and the Grumpy Cat's face is etched onto the front.
I love it.
In platinum.
That's perfect. That's beautiful.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Hey, man, I'm a storyteller. Love my TV show. They're going to love this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I
Hollywood,
actually,
ring me up.
That's the first thing you've ever made that I've really, really loved.
You think this is my Metal Gear Solid?
I think this is your magnum opus.
Be a franchise
This is it.
28 years. Yeah. Shit.
This is gonna be good for the pachinko market.
Yeah. Speaking of talents that have entered new spaces, like myself entering the world of film, I've mm-hmm. conquered television. I've conquered podcasts.
Mm, the small screen and the digital ear screen.
Yes. It's technically the digital ear speakers. You don't look at the screen.
I think speakers are kind of a screen if you think about it.
You're fucking with me. LeBron James becomes the Blaze Pizza spokesman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They've snatched him away from McDonald's.
I'd have Ravi on for this, but he's not around. I'm sure he loves LeBron or something.
He loves... Didn't we see LeBron's dick that one time?
Yeah, or something like
that. I saw his dick that one time. I'm pretty sure it was his. But man, Blaze Pizza, they're showing some pictures in this article.
It was funny, because it was actually a slice of pizza.
It wasn't really a slice of pizza. It was a pepperoni roll. It kind of looked like a pizza, like a piece of pizza that was rolled up, but it was a pepperoni roll. Yes. Co-founder Rick Wetzel, who maybe of Wetzel's Pretzels fame, who knows, told QSR Magazine he expected Blaze Pizza to deliver a big blow to major delivery chains such as Domino's, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut in the same way that Netflix killed Blockbuster. That's some strong words.
Shit.
So do you think in the future we're going to have... Do you think we're going to have Blaze Pizza and chill? If they're the Netflix of pizza?
Oh my god. Oh shit. I think they're going to be the next big meme machine?
I think they're
going to have to get LeBron on that.
Get
LeBron. We need some sick memes.
LeBron, Dice Man, Grumpy Cat, Pizza Rat. They're riding in the car.
That's a good-ass movie.
This is a good-ass movie.
I bet Blaze Pizza would put good money behind this.
Oh yeah,
get the brand out there.
Yeah, the Pizza Rat's
eating
their pizza.
Fucking Smosh can get a movie. Yeah, think about it. What if Pizza Rat was eating their pizza? Man alive, this is a hot film.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of hot films, you know what?
Go into the realm of the
hot films.
I was gonna thank you for that segue. We were
some cool treats. How about that?
Cool treats.
Pizza flavored ice cream is here, Russ.
Oh boy. Hey, they made shit flavored ice cream in that one episode. I think they could make
Nathan for you.
Pizza flavored.
Cool House.
Wait, is it pizza flavored? Is it pizza flavored the same way pizza Pringles are pizza flavored, which is to say
you'll see.
A fucking lie?
Well, here's what it is. Cool House, the LA-based creamery known for their artisanal and wacky flavors, is now offering a pizza-flavored ice cream. Their fall lineup features Jewish deli-inspired treats like cream cheese and rye, potato latke and applesauce, as well as chicken and waffles and Peking duck. The pizza-flavored ice cream is a mashup that starts with mascarpone cheese, which is sort of a sweet type cheese, infused with sun-dried tomato, olive oil, basil, and a pinch of salt. It might sound wacky, but when we tried Cool House's Netflix, a sweet and savory ice cream made with white cheddar popcorn base and bits of crunchy Doritos, we were sold on this creamy, slightly cheesy experience. So they got Netflix-flavored ice cream. People are loving it. Almost everyone who comes into our Culver City shop wants to try the pizza ice cream, even if they haven't heard about our new menu.
Wait, can I ask something?
Mm-hmm.
If it's named after Netflix, how does the masturbating element fit into that?
Oh, well, I think if it melts,
do they hand like a jizz soaked napkin to you? I guess.
No, if it melts, if it gets on your hands and it looks like jizz, or you can use it as lube.
Ooh. Oh, ooh.
Yes. So they say, yes, it really tastes like pizza, not in a mimicking way, but in a way that is evocative and I think really interesting. The mascarpone base gives it a creamy and slightly sweet cheese flavor. The tomatoes are sweet and sour. The olive oil is earthy. And the fresh basil is herbaceous and bright. Sounds pretty good.
Ooh.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'd wallow my mouth on that tasty treat.
Mm-hmm. That seems pretty good. Speaking of tasty treats... It's time for Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toods. And boy,
God damn,
I got a taste.
Great segue, because you know,
just like Paul Blart,
you got a tasty treat for me.
I got a tasty treat for you. Nickelodeon star Kel Mitchell plays Sonic the Hedgehog. He
loves. He plays
it.
Sonic the Hedgehog. He do. He does. He does. He does.
He does.
He do. He do. He do.
Mm-hmm.
that's Weezin the Jehoos.
Oh, Weezin the Jehoos. You said it wrong.
Yeah, you're thinking. Don't say it like a.
No, I know. That's what I was referencing without saying explicitly because of Paul. Polly Shore.
I know. Well, I didn't say it either.
God damn it, Polly Shore.
Listen to that episode of Hollywood Handmaid.
Go listen to that episode if you want to listen to something really awkward. Kel Mitchell, the star of All That and Kenan and Kel and others 90 favorites, is a gamer. He's returned to Nickelodeon to star in Game Shakers, a new sitcom about two girls who stumble upon success with the launch of their very own mobile game. It's about two. It's a TV show about girls who can code. That's a first for Nickelodeon. When people ask about his gaming habits,
I wonder what kind of like old man fetish they're gonna fit into that one.
Oh, you mean kind of like how Belle and the Bulldogs about cuckolding?
Yeah. What do you think this one's gonna have? Is it gonna be fin domming?
It's probably
like,
fin dom.
Like, we can't afford rent this month.
It's probably fin dom because they're probably going
to
use a bunch of
rent this month.
It's gonna be about they're putting microtransactions in their games to fin dom people.
Yeah, Kel is just like, please, I need some tokens so I could get a girlfriend in this game. And they're like, only if you lick our feet. It's gonna have weird feet shit too. What is Tarantino doing on set? Tarantino,
get out of here. That anyway. Actually could be Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider would probably put weird feet shit in the show too.
Come on, Schneider boy.
He's a monster.
What if he finds out what DeviantArt is and he's like, Kel, in this scene. In this dream sequence, you're going to be eating her.
In this dream sequence, Kel, we're going to put a hose full of orange soda in your mouth and we're going to inflate you.
We're going to transform her into a pair of boots and then you're going to fuck that boot.
God damn it, Kel.
Or a diaper. God damn it, Kel's just... Kel will do anything for money at this point because he just needs more orange juice because he loves it.
Orange soda. He's just shooting up on that orange soda. Fuck. God damn it, Kel.
Fuck. God damn it.
When they asked Kel about his video game habits, and they asked him if he played current hits like Destiny, he says, I still like Sonic the Hedgehog and the original Sega Genesis games. He said, before whipping out his phone to scroll through his collection of Sonic games, he boasted about playing through the mobile ports of Sonic's classic hits. When asked about to explain what's behind
That's
the...
true dedication.
It is true dedication, because I don't even have the mobile ports, because I don't feel like paying for it. But, you know, he's got a lot more money than me. We asked Kel
no,
to...
No. It's a fucking dedication to play those fucking things.
Because like, they're not good, and you're not playing impossible. It on screen with your touch screen. It's kind of crazy.
He's such a true hardcore gamer. Like, You gotta use some fucking dexterity to use that fucking iPhone screen.
He must be really
good.
Goddamn. When asked to explain what's behind the romanticization of the past that's become a huge trend right now, he said, "I think it's just in the air." That's so Kel thinks the 90s is coming back big time.
That's true.
Maybe Sonic 2? Do you think he's up for a big...
So you think Sonic's coming back?
I think he's going to have a resurgence. Here's the thing.
Boy, it's got her.
What if Kel voiced Sonic?
Ooh.
I think that'd be good.
That would be good.
Kel has done some voice acting in the past. He was like a dog on Clifford the Big Red Dog. He can do this.
Oh, you know what I forgot to put in the notes too? Here, should we transition to another story real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Did you see that news story about the, there was a panel at the Portland Retro Gaming Convention where the guy who... named Tails revealed how the name Tails came to be?
No, I didn't see that.
It was really cool. It turns out Tails, the first name was going to be Miles Prower.
Of course.
You know, his real name.
Yeah, his real name.
And he hated it. He was this guy, yeah, he was like, we're going to name him Tails. And they're like, no. So he flew to Japan.
Fuck.
Stood in front of kind of like the tribunal of the Japanese developers. Or the heads of Sega at the time, mm-hmm. with Yuji Naka and the entire development staff. He gave his case about Tails versus Miles Prower. And he went out, and he watched as the development staff, a phantom of fear, stunk upon their face. And he walked out victorious, and he was like, I saved Sonic, Sonic's best bud.
He did it.
It was a really good story. And then he... Yeah, and then you know what he proceeded to say? Somebody asked him a question about Sonic Boom, and he said everybody who helped create Sonic was just horrified to see what Sonic Boom was. And he said he softened to it, but he's like, lose the fucking scarf.
Good. Let's get this man on the show. Let's get this man on the show for a second tribute to Tails LGBT icon.
God damn.
I want to know definitively if Tails is gay.
Part 2.
We'll get him, we'll get Lenore back.
That's true.
Did you intend for him to be gay? Yeah, please, like, tell us. We already know the answer.
That's amazing.
God. Speaking of Sonic Boom, Season 2 of Sonic Boom confirmed. It's happening.
Fuck.
Our hell begins again.
Fuck.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. All I can say is fuck.
DVDs of the show are in talks right now.
Are we here, Alan? To suffer? Every day I can feel the old Sonic games, the discs, the cartridges. They still feel like they're there. You feel it too, don't you? I'm going to make them give back our past, Alan. I'm going to make them give back our past.
Ross, I'm already a demon. Fuck. Sonic Lost World coming to Steam. You didn't say the part about going through hell even deeper. Anyway... speaking of hell and going deeper, Sonic Boom Episode 30, Chili Dog Day Afternoon. It was bad.
God damn it. It was a nonsensical...
It was stupid.
Clusterfuck.
There was like a chili contest, and everybody's trying to get these hot peppers, and Sonic's the only judge. They're just all making chili dogs for him. And Knuckles tries to go get this... He tries to go get this legendary hot pepper that some horny old lady sold him a map to... And he tries climbing cliffs, but he can't do it because he's not Knuckles really anymore. He's just some sort of empty shell. He's some sort of phantom. He can't climb cliffs, and he keeps falling down, and he's really dumb, and he blows up like a million times.
Alan, I don't think Peace Day is ever coming, and I don't think the Knuckles we love is ever coming back.
Oh, remember that one time when he thought the last duck exploded, but he's like, there's one more. And then he jumped off the cliff and exploded. The helicopter hit him.
And then he woke up and a butterfly flew before him and he grabbed it and it never existed in the first place. And it was all just a phantom pain.
Fuck. God damn it, Knuckles.
Fuck.
He did wake up in a...
Knuckles.
Do you think that pepper put him in a coma? Because he woke up at the end and he's like, where am I? How much time has passed? And then he looked down and his arm was gone.
He didn't realize the truth.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But did that pepper exist in the first place? We'll never know.
We'll never know. God damn it, Knuckles.
We'll never know. Also, real shout out. Thank you, Sega of America Marketing Director Al Nilsson, for naming him Tails the Fox. We're getting you on the podcast soon.
Please.
Anyway, God damn it.
Anyway, that was a bad episode. At the end, it was real. It was a dream, and it was stupid. And then he breathes fire on some.
We're still watching
fuckers.
It, though. We're still watching these things just for you guys, the listeners.
Yes. We somehow, magically, because we skipped a few episodes, we timed it out to where we watched episode 30 on episode 30 of our show. So now we have to keep watching them forever until the end of time.
Oh my god. Until the end of time. Until we're dead.
Until we die or Sonic Boom dies. Whichever comes first.
This is a game of chicken. Like, whoever dies first. Yeah. Yeah. Only one of us can survive. It's kind of like Batman and the Joker. Only one of them can survive.
Kind of like just me. Yeah, kind of like me and Papa John.
We keep letting them live. You, Papa John. Yeah.
I've got a tude this week. Maybe it'll help you cheer you up.
Yeah, maybe this tude. Maybe this figure, this vaunted character, this personality will give me the determination to go on.
Maybe. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the name. The name is Neetron. K-N-E-E Tron, the Time Wolf. Neetron the Time Wolf.
Making me laugh and cough.
Neetron the Time Wolf. What do you
Neetron?
Think?
Neetron?
The Time Wolf.
Oh, God. For one, he looks like a wolf.
Mm-hmm. He's a wolf.
Is he that one wolf Digimon that has jeans on for some reason? What is that one Digimon?
He does have jeans on.
Anyway,
in one of these pictures.
God damn it, yeah.
Okay, what else?
Sunglasses.
No sunglasses. What color is he?
Green.
He's got a green jacket. He's got green shoes. He's got a messy mop of hair. And he's got gray fur. And this is his normal look made in Furry Doll Maker. I'm gonna go ahead and send you a link to his page. Here we go. Yes.
It's Where Garurumon that has who's wearing the jeans,
yes.
By the way.
His full
jeans.
Name, Neetron Alpha Sigma. Parents, Dad, the scientist known as Vapor Alpha. Mom, the Zoprior known as Neona Sigma. Other names, the Traveler, Grumpy, Bad Wolf, the Bringer of Darkness, Destroyer of the Universe, the Kind One, Jack Smith, Knee.
Wait, what?
Doggy. Man, these are some good things. He's got a bunch of theme songs, but I don't want to click on these. Race, Time Wolf, age 21, but is really 2000. Alignment good, fur black. It looks gray to me. Weapon, Weapon, click to continue.
Terrible.
By What is this weapon? It's a bunch of Japanese characters. Or if click to continue. What is the weapon?
Alan, I'm still hung up on his fucking name. Okay, you're 12 years old. You have a Sonic OC. What are you gonna name him?
Neetron, of course.
Neetron. Ugh.
Neetron. Okay, so scroll down to weapon, please. What the fuck is that?
Wait, do you think it's a JonTron tribute? God damn it, JonTron.
No, because voice actor.
What?
Voice actor says Matt Smith, who played Doctor Who. 2005 to 2009, and then Josh Keaton, 2009 to present. Weapon is a bunch of Japanese characters, and it says too lazy translate energy blade of air. So, okay.
It's an energy blade of the air.
High intelligence, super fast reading, regeneration. He can heal or change his body. This affects his personality. Only happens when he's about to die. Only 13 regeneration. So he's like Doctor Who. Speaks a bunch of languages, can fire an energy ball. He is not a god. He can be killed by weapons.
You need to stop.
He
can be killed by weapons. That's a weakness. All right.
He will not regenerate if he is blown up. Tend to talk more than fight. Edge cutter. Dark Inquisitor. It is his home and also his spaceship. It can talk to him and generate multiple rooms. It's like his TARDIS foreskin. Think about it. Sometimes a fez, just like Doctor Who.
It's like our foreskin that we're recording in right now.
Mm-hmm. Blue pants, green coat, gloves, green shoes. He has a Darker Paths outfit and is shown in his future that he hates and what happens when Lily decide he not be the hero anymore, but he still helps people. He wears a red coat in that one. He can be funny, but he's shy.
But he's not a nice guy anyway.
I don't know. He grew up on the planet.
Does he just become a problematic fave or something?
I think so. He grew up on the planet Grixayama.
On the Darker Path, is he saying, like, offensive stuff?
in the future, he's just really problematic.
Appropriating cultures, I guess.
It had three sons, one big and two small.
He's everybody's problematic fave.
The sky was a bright purple, it had lush green grass and the cleanest water you could have ever seen. Snowtop mountains, the cities were located on main parts of the planet. It was located in constellation Cobalt Orientalis. A bunch of fucking bullshit, an assassin, cyborg aliens, transparent skulls, poisonous spines in their back, another dimension, fucking time war, dark inquisitor. He was originally, fun facts, he was originally a hedgehog. What does that mean? I thought he's a time wolf. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
God damn it.
Time wolves are based off time lords from the TV show Doctor Who. No fucking shit. Neutron is not part of the Freedom Fighters. He just helps them. Okay, let's go to the comments. Hate to tell you, but it's sort of Mary Sue-ish as far as his abilities go. If you're going to have that much abilities, you need more weaknesses to balance it out. Okay, will do. Done like you asked. Better. So I think he's pretty balanced.
It's pretty crazy that the Sonic OC community is like self-regulating. Like it's like the Marvel editors.
His weaknesses.
Like, we can't have the Hulk be stronger at this rate.
His weak. Do you want me to go through his weaknesses though? His sword was snapped in half once. His ship is broken if its shields are down. Aspirin will make him faint. Gases he are weak to: hydrogen, cyanide, nitrogen dioxide, and dichlorosilane. I don't think that's a real gas. He's a terrible liar.
Every time...
He can be killed by weapons.
Every time you make a character, you don't specify they'll be poisoned with gas. That means they're immune.
That means they're immune. If you haven't specified that their sword was snapped in half once, then that means their sword has never been snapped in half. If you don't say that aspirin will make them faint, then aspirin will never make them faint, no matter how much they take.
Ugh.
I hate this man.
I hate this.
I hate this man. It's really serendipitous that we picked him. I didn't know we were going to talk about Doctor Who. Damn. He's a speed type character.
I'm moving out of our horrible foreskin.
You can't. I don't know if we can find our way out of here. It's pretty big.
We're trapped? What happened? I thought we'd be fine. Oh my god.
Ugh.
I'm feeling trapped in these walls.
These walls could talk. They tell me to swim good. That's what Kendrick Lamar always said. Fuck.
God damn it.
Speaking of, well, while we're trapped in this awful foreskin, let's answer some fan questions. Because I often feel suffocated by our fans, just like suffocated like a dick underneath a foreskin. Suffocated.
Is that what it's like? I don't know.
Yeah, it's more or less. Okay, more so at Scratty Bones on Twitter asked,
"If you had a sentient dick, well, my."
Go ahead. I want to hear about your dick. Please talk about sentient dicks.
Well, it's a robot arm now,
mm-hmm.
So it technically doesn't have any skin. It's just pure machine. It's pure metal.
True.
But if you had a sentient dick and you had a foreskin, would your dick just the whole time like go like, I'm drowning, I'm trapped?
It wouldn't be saying I'm drowning.
Do you think it probably just...
Unless you pinch the end of it shut.
I'm drowning in smegma.
Unless you pinch the end of it shut and then peed, and then it was just like a water balloon filled with your own piss, and then it would probably say that.
This is my next project after the meme machine takes America.
The talking dick?
Is a talking dick.
A talking dick on Netflix.
A talking dick. It's on Netflix every week. It's a magic dick that will only talk to you once and it'll give you life advice.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Shot in a porn studio. Which
and voiced by Eric Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's down for it.
Yeah, he just call him on Skype. He'll probably record the lines right now. So at Scratty Bones on Twitter asked, does Sonic like pineapple on his pizza or is he more traditional? What do you think?
I wouldn't imagine Sonic's a big pineapple guy. I think he'd be fine with
it. He'd be okay with it.
Fine with other people and their beliefs.
Like if somebody gave him a pineapple pizza, he'd eat it. But like he wouldn't order that himself. I don't think this is his go-to loadout. Maybe if he's just
Big
kind of...
Boss or Kaz or...
Okay, let's go ahead and just pick out the toppings that they would... Okay, Big Boss orders a pizza. It's probably going to be what? Supreme?
Artichoke hearts?
It's going to have some vegetables in there. It's going to have some good meats.
A little ritzier.
He would get something ritzier. It'd be like artichoke hearts, probably some like crumbled up meatballs or something. Pepperoni. Instead of pepperoni, he'd have like salami or something.
Cigars too.
Yeah. And maybe some like crumbled like some like crumbled goat cheese or something on top of it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kaz would probably just eat cheese pizza because he hates himself, and if he had any toppings on it, he would just
the top. Well, see, because you see, he has to eat the cheese pizza because he gets a supreme pizza, and then he has somebody pick all the toppings off so that there's phantom toppings.
Just indents of toppings.
Just indents of toppings. Can feel the pepperoni.
He can feel the pepperoni late at night, and he knows you can feel it too.
Fuck.
But he makes the people hide it around his base so he can hit them with his cane and be like, "Give me back my past. Give me back my peps, my pepperonis."
God damn it. You're just wandering around Mother Base. Fuck. Instead of finding these rough diamonds they've been hiding everywhere, you just find a bunch of like fucking pepperonis that they stole from him.
And then the true ending of the game is a pizza party.
You kill Skullface and you fold in a big like shipping container full of pepperoni.
And you kill Skullface and then you shoot him with the gun and he like explodes into two parts and crops out the most delicious marinara sauce.
Ugh, God damn it.
That's the real reason you were trying to kill him.
Oh my God. Such a lust for sauce. Who?
Such a lust for sauce. I think Ocelot would like he'd like a pizza with the pepperonis hidden under the cheese.
Under the cheese, and also a cut, and also one anchovy. Just one anchovy hidden somewhere in the pizza.
Also, he just puts a revolver on top of it to give it that nice revolver flavor.
He gets really pissed off when people like try to put this crust toppings on the crust because they have no tactical advantage. Crust
no
topping.
Tactical advantage whatsoever.
Crust toppings are kind of like the engravings of pizza, if you ask me.
Wait, do you consider crust toppings like an engraving on your pizza? Like,
mm-hmm, that's exactly it. Yeah. Crust toppings are bullshit.
Okay.
Pizza Hut, you heard me.
Do you think Quiet doesn't even eat pizza?
No, Quiet just like has somebody like shines a light of a pizza on her. She stands in front of the Domino's sign and absorbs its light. And that's it. She goes and lays down underneath the hot lamps. Oh, well, wait, hold on. She could absorb marinara through her skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. That's my new fetish now, I guess, is Quiet dumping food
really
glue on
sexy.
Herself. Fuck.
That would be really sexy and very feminist, because Quiet's a feminist.
Because she absorbs
obviously
marinara through her skin, of course. Fuck.
Yeah,
remember
that's
one
feminism.
Remember that
Fine.
One time when
I
her and
notice.
Big. Remember that one time when her and Snake got off the plane and they were just splashing around at marinara sauce.
Remember when it rained marinara?
Yeah, when it rained marinara. Oh, that was good.
The Skull Unit releases a fog of pizza.
A mist,
mist
of marinara. Yeah.
Yeah, Mistanera. That's the name of my D&D campaign where everything's made out of pizza.
Oh, Mistanera is my favorite character from Part 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
That's pretty good.
Because, you know, Guido Mista.
Ravi, yeah, our favorite on the show, an old friend, mm-hmm. somebody that I usually attack and berate, but now, you know, he came through for us on a pinch, so you're on my good list again, Ravi.
You've always been my good list, my sweet child.
Pretty day, but... He asks, what's the pizza equivalent of a chili dog?
Hmm.
That's a good question.
I think it has to be meaty.
We chatted about this a little beforehand. Yeah, we'd say meat marvel, because at first I was like, well, it's kind of like the more supreme version of a hot dog. But then when you think about it, we already have like a Chicago dog with pickle relish, onions, mustard, like that's like everything.
That's like
this
a supreme.
Is more of like
yeah.
a hearty meat. Yeah.
Do you call it meat marvel?
Whereas this is like a... sorry. Yeah, well, sorry. Grew up with a round table. So I just call it the all meat marvel.
That's weird. It sounds like meat marvel. Like a big marble made of meat.
Hello, true believers. It's the all meat marvel.
Remember when Stan Lee dressed up as Revolver Ocelot and was talking about the all meat marvel?
Brother. Revolver Ocelot. Brother. God damn it.
Yeah. Fuck.
We're two old men. What if Kevin Feige starts rapidly aging and trying to use the war economy to use the Marvel war economy?
Fuck.
Film economy.
God damn
and
it.
He had to battle Stan Lee on top of a ship.
Oh, and all the and the ship yeah. has a has a Mount Rushmore, but it's all just a bunch of Stan Lees. Ugh.
I thought it was gonna be Spider-Man's.
It was Spider-Man's, yeah, that too.
Like including Ben Reilly Spider-Man. Ew, gross.
Ew, gross. Get that guy out of here. Scarlet Spider. Gross.
Yeah, ew, gross.
Anyway. I thought everybody liked Ben Reilly. I thought
no, they don't.
I thought everybody was okay with Ben Reilly after some point, but then they ruined him. I thought the Clone Saga wasn't hated in the time.
I think the Scarlet Spider stuff was always... Well, I don't know if he was bad or not. I think the circumstances surrounding him were never
I think
good.
They liked him as a character, but they thought the story was fucked.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what they ever did.
And that's the answer to Ravi's second question now.
Yeah.
What would your ideal Sonic-themed skit in Peeping Life Season 1 is? Probably Sonic and Knuckles talking about getting Hunted P out of prison.
That'd be pretty good. Or how about Sonic and Knuckles on a plane?
Yeah.
Going to Guam.
Check out Peeping Life, guys.
Peeping Life's
we're
fucked
not
up.
Sponsored
I thought I was
by
in
Crunchyroll,
hell.
Even though every other podcast is. Man, we should get our podcast subscribed to by Crunchyroll.
We could. We,
or,
yeah, maybe.
You know, sponsored. We got media contacts.
We do.
That's why we're
going to
talk about
there.
Them loudly on the air.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Let's keep our integrity as journalists, though. Crunchyroll, the great service, by the way.
It is
Killer
a great
service.
Yes.
Yeah. 30-day free trial.
30-day free trial, please.
That's a great pitch, man. Man, this is another one of those situations where I feel like the Russ man is on top of stuff, and I bring up Peeping Life Season 1 and people
now I thought when you said it was Peeping Life I thought it was going to be about peeing and I wasn't interested.
Why peeing? Why not just peepers like staring into a window?
Well, see, Lenore thought it was a weird voyeurism show, which insulted me because she thought I was trying to get her to watch a voyeurism show, which I would watch, but
the paradox of it all, Lenore, if you're listening, Lenore,
she's not.
You clearly are, you probably love our podcast. She's not. Clearly, the paradox of this entire idea is that all anime is inherently voyeuristic.
That's true. There has to be one
have
anime.
Have you ever
that's
been
not...
like watched an anime and said, there is one?
There has to be one that's not.
Poopa? It was Poopa?
Poop, ew, no. Ugh, you said it in a weird way and it made it even grosser. I didn't think that was possible.
Poopa?
Ugh.
Poopa.
Ugh.
Poopa?
Stop it. Poopa. I'm hanging up if you say it again.
You know, your favorite show, Poopa.
I hate it.
Poopa.
You say it like a baby.
Poopa.
You say it like a baby Poopa. Talking like Teletubby names. Poopa. I hate this.
Poopa. You know, your favorite anime about incest and murder, Poopa.
You're saying it like somebody would say like their grandpa's name, like if you're 2 years old. I hate this. Like, that's my Poopa.
Me and my Poopa would watch Poopa together on Crunchyroll. It's a great story. my grandpa, man. I don't know how he'd react to that. Probably help him get a boner after being so old. He'll be like, this is like my, this is like my ex.
This is like my Japanese animes. Yeah, your grandpa Otacon.
My Japanese animes.
Fucker. God damn it.
Huey Emmerich. Fuck.
Ugh, I hate that fuck. Let's throw him in a boat in the middle of the ocean. Get your horny grandpa out of here.
Spoiler alert. Whatever, I think BS people get it. Anyway. Anyway, so this has been Poopa Delivery. The number one independent Poopa.
I'm hanging up. I'm going to hang up.
bulk. You know,
oh,
I bought a bunch of Poopa DVDs in bulk. Bulk.
Bulk's Poopa back.
DVDs in bulk.
hey, hold on, Russ. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, Russ. Who's that at the door?
Oh, it's me, Froob Guy.
Comes a rasping at my... Froob Guy, that's an imposter. Shoot the imposter. I'm not the imposter.
I'm the real one. You're... We're both Froob Guy. We both embody the legend, the meme of Froob Guy.
You can't... You can't say that, Alan.
What are you talking about? I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay, how do you pronounce Poopa?
P
Froob guy.
Pupa.
Yeah, fire a handgun into him. As we all know, the real Froob guy says it one way.
Poopa. Poopa, thank you. Now I can return to heaven.
Wait, what? He was dead the whole time?
Spoilers. It turns out Froob guy pissed himself to death and became a ghost.
It turns out the Froob guy
a phantom.
Fuck.
Did you just see a Marlin just carried his ass to heaven?
Fuck.
And yet, it still hurts. I still feel the pain of losing Froob Guy, our most beloved character.
I hate Froob Guy so much.
Whoa. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Anyway.
Froobs that kill.
That was my Donna Burke. Froobs that kill. Won't you speak them to me? It's the end of the show. Anyway.
Yeah. I hate this show.
You ready?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'm Piss Goblin. Alan?
I'm at Action Alan on Twitter. I follow the podcast at...
check out my hit...
follow the podcast at Podcast
check
SD.
Out my... yeah. Check out my hit show it's called the Public Access Archival Project. It's my local access project. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughs. If you like this show, you'll probably like that too. Or not. I don't know. We don't talk as much about jizz on the show. Or well, the characters don't. I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
It's kind of subtextual.
Subtextual jizz. Sorry, mm-hmm. Jake. That's the director of our show is Jake. He doesn't realize it, but it's really all about jizz.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. And we're on Stitcher. Rate and subscribe. Tell your friends about the show if you listen.
Or if you have friends.
Tell them it's really funny and if you have friends. I don't, so yeah.
I do, but Russ isn't one of them.
Yeah. exactly. Alan would have just rejected humans, but the only reason he has friends is just to spite me.
Well, that and because I'm a mom now. I have to have support. And I'm friends with all my children.
You could be one of those sad moms who stays in their home and drinks wine. Like,
well, I do drink wine, but I'm a fun wine mom. And put some wine drinking memes on Facebook.
you're a wino.
Wine mom.
Yeah. Live and learn.
Live and learn.